T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Okay, so we're all standing in the studio right now, curling our tongues at each other, and it's weird.
I don't even try.
You can't do it?
No. You do it automatically.
Yeah. But I've known people who can, like, you make a taco out of it, mm-hmm. but I've seen people make a wave out of it. Have you seen the wave? Mm-mm. You're doing kind of what people do for the wave. They like make it big at the front of their mouth, and it goes, it makes like a, it's weird.
That is kind of weird.
So we're talking about common things like that people can do that you just can't do.
Yeah.
Do you feel guilt about the weird things you can't?
Sometimes.
I know one of yours, Steve.
Mine are dumb, I know. But
no, the one... You have to tell everybody what you can't do.
I can't unbutton a buttoned shirt just using one hand or button it up with one hand. I'll watch movies and guys are so slick.
I have literally, when we're doing something black tie or dressed up, I have to button his sleeves for him.
Aww.
I know.
He walks up and he's just holding his arm out and he's like, he can't, because you have to do, your other hand is out of the,
you're
holding your hand up. So he's like, I can't do it. Or you have to button it before and try to get, like, shove your hand through.
You know when you're watching like a movie or TV and a guy before he sits down, he's wearing a blazer, he just does the one button. Still can't do that. It's a big
blazer button is big and soft.
Easy. Yeah. I know.
Weird.
It's so weird. It's weird. Just now when you started to like mime it is when I was reminded that you're left-handed. I forget that you're left-handed.
Why are
you reaching with that hand?
Right. Reach with the other hand. Yeah, I still can't.
Well, that's why.
So you need to button lefty. Your shirt. You need
I got to do this.
Wow.
I know, it's sad.
I don't know if it's...
That's why I don't wear dress shirts a lot.
It's weird. So do you like button it and then pull it over your head?
I can do that. Leave the top two undone and then put it like a like it's an undershirt. I know I suck.
What can't you do, Amber?
I can't really think of any. Just
can you blow
normal...
a bubble?
Mm-hmm.
You can.
I can. I can tie a cherry thing.
Shut
so
up.
Like
oh,
mouth
you
stuff.
Can do that too?
Yeah. So mouth stuff. Like that sounds so weird.
I'm really good at
this. Isolate that audio. We need to make a thing out
but
of that.
Like, no, there's like rolling R's, curling your tongue.
Can you roll your R's?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You can.
Is that the rolling the R?
That's, yeah. Like,
is it Spanish or
yes.
or Portuguese? That you
Portuguese,
have to,
no roll R, but Spanish sometimes.
Yeah.
Burrito. No, that's Portuguese.
Do you guys do the whistle with your fingers?
I
and your,
can't.
That I can't do. Yeah, actually, I'm kind of a crappy whistler.
I can't either. Yeah.
Can you blow a bubble, Steve? Oh, of course.
I played
baseball.
Yeah, but I haven't chewed bubble gum or gum per se in forever, years.
Can you put sunflower seeds in your mouth and break them open? Amber already said she's a master of mouth stuff.
God. Please, I want to take it back.
It took me years, but I can put a whole thing of sunflower seeds in my mouth and just.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't. And I played baseball forever, and I can't do that.
I was trying to remember if it was you. You sit there, and you bite it, and you're opening it with your hands like
I'll
a little chipmunk.
Them. Yes.
Oh, my God. It takes forever. I'm just like, so he just buys the pre-shelled ones.
That's the way to go.
Point is that it's taking you time to be able to do it, so you're kind of like burning the calories of the, I don't know if sunflower seeds are a zero-calorie food, because there are, like, isn't celery a zero? Like, the energy it takes to eat it
is more than the energy it gives back to you. Yeah.
Yes. And, like, popcorn unbuttered, I think, can be that way, too.
Oh.
That's a good one, too.
The more you chew it. But then, like, sunflower seeds can be the same. It's when you just hork down a bag of pre-shelled.
Salted. It's all salt. And, yeah, that's good stuff.
That's horrifying. All right, so what is the common thing that you can't do. 303-222-5423. I forgot our phone number. I just had a stroke.
I was a little worried about you for a second.
Or you can text us at blah.
51059.
Thank you. There's one on this list of things, and I don't think this counts. It says fold a fitted sheet.
Nobody can do that.
Nobody.
If you can, please let me know, because I need help.
Yeah. No one will be able to help you, because I've watched the YouTube videos.
The YouTube girl lady, yeah.
It doesn't, even at the end of it, I don't understand. Because you have to grab a spot on the sheet that you don't understand, and then you cross your arms, inside, and then pull it inside. And at the end, they have oh my God. My fitted sheets are wadded up in the bottom of a drawer. Because that's the only way. How do you put it away?
Mine are folded, but not really.
No. Right.
They're just like, and it's so thick, you know? Yes. It's like all wadded up in there, and you're trying to make the outside just look nice, and then they're super rare. It's just a mess.
When you buy a new one, you like me, you kind of like marvel at it.
Yes.
Before tearing it open, you're like,
I wanted to. I try to take it apart slowly to try to figure out how they did it, and then it just kind of comes out, and you're like, "Oh,
dang it, just
I didn't crack the code."
Yes.
My children can't take pills. Actually, my son just figured it out.
It took me a while as well.
Wow, that's weird. It's mouth related.
I know. Well, because I used to think that you put it all the way back. No. You don't. You stick it on the front, and then it carries it to the back.
Wait, so your mom would have to take aspirin and put it in a spoon and water and soften it up, and then you would eat it like?
I think I just got the gummy variety or the liquid variety.
Oh, we never had that as kids.
Oh,
we
man,
never
we
had
just,
gummy
we
as
have
kids.
Not, we just have liquid ibuprofen and liquid Tylenol. But they
it avoids the pills then.
It does, but it's supposedly children's. But when you find yourself down in a bottle, you're because you're out of the Advil gel caps or whatever, you're like, I should probably head to the store.
Well,
how about, what was the other one? Putting on a bra. I have been with a girl who didn't know how.
Really?
She had to. She had to snap. She had to do it in the front and then.
Oh, then
is that not how you do it?
Is that how? Yeah.
I think
that's how I do it.
Oh, you
still.
Do? There, I've been with women who can do it behind their back.
I could, but it's just that's and then your arms, and it's just easier. It's just like floop, floop, and put it right on. You just flip it around.
And I've also been with somebody who puts it together and then puts it on like a shirt.
No, I've never done that.
You know what's super impressive?
What
is when. She's wearing a shirt and she can take the bra off without having to take the shirt
off.
That's
not that impressive.
Oh, is it easy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's what it is.
Putting it back on.
It's a scene in Flashdance.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was a very formative time for Steve.
Yeah.
And so he probably watched that bad boy in slow-mo.
Yeah. He's still so impressed by it.
She's taking her bra off.
Mom, you do it now. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, so can you do the snaps on a bra with one hand?
No.
I know. You think
Mr.
I would be slick.
Mr. Casanova can't even do the one-handed bra
I can't take a bra off, period.
It's that.
At all?
I mean, if I get behind you with two hands, I can take it off. I just didn't spend a lot of time.
Just like a scissors.
You know what it is? I must have been with really promiscuous girls who did it for me.
Oh, it was already done for
you. It just seems like that. It was
you
never.
You turn around and it was already off.
Yeah, I was like, hey, look at those. All right. What can everybody do but you can't? Michael's up first. Michael?
Yeah.
What can't you do?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm ambidextrous, so I can use both my left and right hand. But there are certain things I cannot do with either hand. So a football, I can only throw with my left hand. Shooting a basketball, I can only shoot basketball with my left hand. But I can throw a baseball right and left-handed.
Why? That doesn't make sense.
What foot do you kick with?
That doesn't make sense. But I can only write with my right hand and draw and paint with my right hand. But I was told by a doctor that my left hand is like my power arm, power hand or whatever. So it most likely is, my strength arm.
You're kind of describing Steve right now because you're the same way.
Kind you of screwed up.
You write with kind of either, but mostly left.
But it's weird if I'm on a piece of paper on a desk, I'll write with one hand, but on a dry erase on a wall, I sometimes switch to the other hand.
And can you pitch with both hands?
No, I can only go right on that. But
you pitch right-handed?
But I kick left-footed. But I write left-handed.
What?
Same here. I'm a left-footed kicker.
That's why I asked. I figure you would be, yeah.
That's right. So weird.
It is.
Like large drawings or like on a chalkboard, I can write left-handed, but yeah. I cannot write left-handed like a signature or something of small type.
That is
a mess.
Thank you for the call, Michael. You and Steve are the same person.
Yeah, mine was because of Catholic school. The nuns made you the left was evil. Yeah,
the devil's left hand.
Oh, my God.
So if you tried to write left hand, would they hit you?
They would. And so I would write correctly while I was in school, but then when I got home, I'd switch back to my normal hand.
Aww.
This is why I got good at both, kind of, yeah.
But it's weird for that to be your dominant hand, then you don't throw a ball with that. Wouldn't you think there'd be more strength in your left?
I throw everything right-handed except for a Frisbee. Left-handed. I know.
I'm so confused. I am too. Okay. Samantha?
Yai.
Yai. What can't you do?
I can't smell.
COVID? Oh, no.
No, it's not because of COVID. What? I have never been able to smell.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you mean? Like from birth?
I don't have any memory of it.
For what? Real? That is it called something?
I'm not sure of that, but I mean, there's pros and cons.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I have kids. So, you know, dirty diapers, not
That's
a problem.
A huge pro when it comes to kids.
But dining out, refined food and wines, and you can't.
Of course, yeah.
Smell of popcorn at the movie theater.
Or my baby's being born.
Like you can't
being able smell
the little baby.
Yeah, new baby smell is ridiculous. Smell.
I heard the process reeks though with all the pushing out all the crap.
There's some problems. There's some messiness. But,
oh no!
So like when you eat food, you just taste salty, bitter. That's all you get.
No, actually, I can taste everything fine.
But if you can't smell it, then you don't know that it's...
Right. It's like
so. I've done a blind taste test with doctors. Just to see, like, they would put it in front of me and see, can you smell this? And I'd be like, no. And then I would taste it, and I'd be able to identify what it is, and then identify specific taste.
That's rare.
That's,
yeah. Huh.
I'm technically handicapped.
Oh, cool.
Because if I live alone, I can't smell a gas leak.
That's right.
I never even thought of that.
Oh, wow. Because
they make it smell like that so you know to get out.
Exactly.
Wow.
I've never heard of that, Samantha.
That's an interesting one. Thank you for the call. How can she know what a strawberry tastes like?
Right.
It would just taste.
I like thought natural. You had to have both.
You do. Like for me, when I'm drinking wine, if you've ever been around me drinking wine, you like Steve sometimes just wants to punch me because I won't drink it.
No.
For like, smell it.
I smell it 20 times because I don't want to ruin what I think it's going to taste like.
And she can't.
She's just getting like fruity booze flavor. Like she's not getting the earth and all the
fruity booze.
I don't know. Amy?
Yeah.
What can't you do?
Yay. I cannot put on my feet. I cannot put my big toe up with all my toes down.
Wait, what?
Oh. Everybody's trying it right now.
Yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah.
Why can't you?
Yeah, what happened?
Did you have a stroke?
My toe does. No. Not at all.
Because I thought that was a thing. Isn't that why they come into your room? Like on a stroke victim, they come in and they do that thing on the bottom of your foot.
So
like they take a pen or something.
Yeah,
to see if you can feel that and if your toe curls or something. Like you've never?
I cannot put like my big toe up on either foot.
Huh.
Wow. That's weird. I don't know how you would discover that you don't have that ability, but thank you for the call. Somebody's going to help us with some of the things we know people that don't know how to do. Debbie?
Yay.
Are you helping us with some stuff?
Yes. Okay. So if you can't swallow a pill, the best way to do that is to practice with M&Ms, because then if you don't swallow it, you just get to eat a melted M&M.
Nice.
So you just practice with that until you can figure out how to do it. And to fold a fitted sheet, I watched Martha Stewart do it on TV one time back in the day, and it's actually not that hard if you do it in her version, which you take the one corner and turn it inside out, and then put the other corner right side out.
That's how I do it.
Okay.
And then, that's the easiest way to do it. So, see, you know how to do it.
Well, wait, but then what?
Yeah, then you've got two corners shoved.
Then you take the third corner and turn it inside out again on the two you've already done, and the last corner right side out, and then you'll figure out how to get it all. Then it makes sense from there.
I think I was thinking you were doing something else.
Because
I put the one corner in the other corner.
Yes. She said one inside out, one right side in. Oh my God.
I don't know.
We're looking at Martha Stewart.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.